My guest at this time is John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's always good to have you with us.
It's always good to be here. I'm glad I can take a break from my primary travels.
When last we left the primary travels of John Gizzi, he was on his way to Reagan National Airport to fly down to South Carolina to cover what was expected to be a very close contest between Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. Romney had been ahead for most of the lead-up, but a couple of very strong debate performances, and especially his response to John King over the accusations of his ex-wife, propelled Gingrich to a 12-point win in South Carolina. John, is this the sign of Newt's strong surge all the way to the nomination, or is this a blip on Mitt Romney's run to the nomination?
Well, I hate to be a coward around you, but I'll let you know Wednesday morning. friends of mine, including former colleagues of Newt from the House of Representatives, are saying that he is picking up support and looks like he's drawing record crowds everywhere. He had a particularly effective tour in the Space Coast today where he talked about his passion for the U.S. mission in outer space. On the other hand, Mitt Romney came back swinging. Some of Newt Gingrich's comments that he was anti-immigrant were slapped down by none other than Senator Marco Rubio, himself neutral in the primary contest, saying that he knows Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney supported him early on when few other national figures would, and these were just unfounded charges. So my own guess on it is that it's about even right now. I spoke to Mitt Romney earlier today, and he hinted, as you'll see at humanevents.com, he's taking the gloves off in the Thursday night debate.
Well, that's to be expected. He took them off to some extent on Monday night, talking about Newt's affiliation with Freddie Mac, talking about how he is characterizing Newt's term as speaker as chaotic, and that Newt had to resign in disgrace. John, you've been following politics for a long time. Going negative certainly can be effective if it strikes a chord with voters. How well do you think Romney is at this aspect of campaigning?
Well, I think that he's getting a lot better. It was very clear from our conversation, Greg, that he does not like to attack other Republicans. And he said, I would prefer that our criticism be aimed at President Obama. That said, he realizes he's got a race on his hands all of a sudden. The Romney team had expected fully to wrap up the nomination by South Carolina. That was going to be the last step in a trifecta. Well, guess what? He didn't win Iowa after all, and he lost South Carolina by a very large margin. Florida is the place for him to regain his momentum.
Well, South Carolina's got a winning streak on the line if Newt doesn't win the nomination. They've picked the right Republican every time, but if Newt doesn't win, that streak will come to an end. But as you mentioned, he's got a very good chance as you look at the field right now. There's been some talk of Rick Santorum perhaps not being in the field for long. He says that's not true. He's doing well financially. He's just going back to Virginia and Pennsylvania this weekend to fundraise because he doesn't exactly anticipate doing that great in Florida in particular, but thinks he has better states ahead of him on the map. What's your sense on Santorum? Has he had his moment in the sun a la Huckabee of 4 years ago, or is this guy a key factor in the states coming forward?
I talked to one of his advisors yesterday who bristled when I asked about him withdrawing from the race, and he said, look, he's overtaken Newt Gingrich in 2 out of 3 contests so far. Just because Gingrich wins one doesn't give him the right to call for people to get out of the race. Santorum, though, has to realize if he is not bringing in money and has to live off the land in each of these primary or convention sites that he goes to, he's not going to go too far. And while he can go on for a while, I'm not sure he can go the full distance. Another showing in which he's down in the teens and fighting with Ron Paul for third place just won't work. As to what he'll do, I don't know. I know that he's lasted longer than I thought he would, and that's very significant at this point.
John, we've talked about the Republican candidates. All of them, of course, are running to challenge President Obama, who gave the State of the Union speech this week. Some Republicans called it a free hour-long campaign commercial. They thought it was more politically charged than most State of the Union messages, but in an election year, that's probably to be expected to some extent. What was your sense of the president's performance on Tuesday night? Did he help his cause or did he hurt his cause?
The president is clearly directing his last news conferences that I've covered, his public appearances, and his State of the Union message toward an election audience. Remember, the hard left activists of the Democratic Party have been increasingly disappointed with Barack Obama. It began with the fact that he never pushed for public option in health care and except the watered-down version that is the Affordable Health Care Act, and it has continued with the fact that he has failed to pursue a decidedly liberal agenda, something that really became out of the question when Republicans won the House and made gains in the Senate in 2010. So he has to re-energize that base just as a Republican would have to re-energize the conservative base. The talk about more government agencies, as well as the talk about people paying their fair share, all of which I've heard before, by the way, were repackaged and reissued in the State of the Union for a national audience, but more particularly for the activists who will get out to vote for him.
Smart move by him to shore up the base, or at least try to, John, or did he risk alienating the independents, who he needs at least some to come back towards his direction?
Well, again, I think he's counting on the fact that the Republican candidate will have been perceived as so far to the right, and that the race will have become so incendiary that he can just simply repackage what Republicans say about one another to gain that independent vote. Look, this whole nomination process has had more than 18 debates, has had its first four major contests all held in a month. They've tried to make it a sprint and not a marathon, and in the process, people tend to say a lot of bad things about one another. That can only help one person, and that's the fellow who is in Nevada today.
That'd be the president. And, John, let's go overseas now and the situation with Iran. All of a sudden, President Ahmadinejad wants to meet with the Western powers to talk about the country's nuclear program. Some see this as potential breakthrough. Others see this as a blatant effort to buy some time and stall the international community by making some promises they don't intend to keep. What do you think is at foot here?
I smell a lot of similarities between Tehran and Pyongyang. We trusted and gave the benefit of the doubt to the hermit kingdom of North Korea, and look where they are with their Dung missiles and nuclear power. So it is with Iran right now. They're seeming to try to stall and hold back, and yet they seem headed in one direction. Ahmadinejad and the mullahs who run Iran simply cannot be trusted in this area. President Obama said as much in his State of the Union, that they will not get nuclear weapons, and he would do anything possible to make it stop. That sounds good in an election year. As to what that actually means, time will tell.
Stay tuned on that, I guess. John, have a great week. We'll talk to you following the results of the Florida primary next week.
I'm looking forward to it, and looking forward to reporting on it for Radio America. As I'm John Gizzi, counting my frequent flyer miles. Have a pleasant day.
John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.